Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is entrepreneur Josh Cohen. Now, Josh is about to launch something this fall called Seat Stock. What is it? Why is he doing this? And we're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more. Josh, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're here.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Michael.
You know, we met last night. We, full transparency, we are at Entrefest 2023 in Iowa City, outside at the Ped Mall. And Josh had this interesting story that I caught up with him last night at the welcome party. And I just want to go through what it is. You're from Buffalo Grove, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And your folks are in business and doing good things. I understand your mom's in the jewelry business.
Correct.
That's kind of cool. Tell me about Seat Stock. What is it?
Yeah, so Seat Stock's a ticket marketplace specifically for student tickets. So these tickets are all pretty much the same ticket value-wise. And there's no marketplace for them, actually. So if you want to go buy and sell these tickets, you have to go on these Facebook group chats where there's random people, these Snapchat stories where you're actually texting people, communicating about the price. And it's actually really inefficient while you're trying to exchange tickets. It's not like those SeatGeek, StubHubs, all those other ticket marketplaces. They don't actually cater to the student tickets. So we're creating that first student ticket marketplace.
So how does this work? I mean, do I become a member of SeatStock, or how do you get into this?
Yeah, so unfortunately, you're a little too old yourself, but we're taking people with like at uiowa.edu emails. Anyone that's a student that has that at uiowa at Penn State University email, they can register on our app.
So you're looking for students in Big Ten, SEC, wherever it happens to be, that have tickets to the game.
Correct.
And they can then sell those tickets, exchange those tickets, however this works, in between like-minded individuals who are part of SeatStock.
Correct.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's an open ticket marketplace. As long as you have the student email and we can verify you're a student, you're free to go on there, buy tickets, sell tickets, whatever you want to do with your ticket.
So this is strictly for students?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So how are you marketing? I mean, okay, I let the cat out of the bag. You're going to launch this fall ahead of the football season. How do you market this?
Yeah, so, I mean, luckily, as a student, all the students are in the same spot, right? So we're planning to do some go-to-market strategies where we're just going to get everyone in the same spot and just promote it. We have a couple right now. I can tell you a little bit about one. So we want to have a food-eating contest, actually. Sounds really stupid, but actually it's
college students.
Exactly. So we want to make these students just chow down food, but the catch is there's five contestants, and we're going to give away money to whoever wins this contest, right? We're going to get these people to start referring their friends to the app, and every referral they get brings up the pot by X amount of dollars.
Hmm. Nice. What was the genesis of this? You must have looked out there and said, okay, there's a lot of ways to exchange or sell tickets that students have, but they kind of tend to be messy. And there's like, why? I mean, was there nothing in this space, huh?
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, I'd say I'm an entrepreneur from the jump. As early as I can remember, I was always trying to find problems and solve them. So came to school, and I had season tickets myself, and I was trying to sell my tickets to games I just wasn't going to. I was like, this is taking a while. And then I also noticed I can make some really, really good money on this. What I was doing is I was buying tickets on Monday and then selling them probably on Monday or Tuesday for a little bit more, and then I'd buy my own ticket on Friday for like $5. So I was going to these games. I was making money. And I was paying for all my bills or all my college expenses.
Oh, your college? Really?
Yeah.
That is an entrepreneurial mindset.
Yep.
So what's the business model for this? How does this work for you at SeatStock?
So listing your ticket's actually completely free. It's just once that transaction's done, we're going to take 10% from the seller, and then we're going to take another 10% from the buyer, which is really, really standard in the ticketing industry. And honestly, in any sort of marketplace where you're kind of exchanging a commodity, it's really, really similar where you're going to find both buyer and seller fees for about 10 to 15%.
How different is it, Josh Cohen, for a student at the University of Iowa to come up with these entrepreneurial ideas? I mean, I know the John Papa John Center and a whole bunch of people are really bright and thinking about stuff. What's the likelihood that people actually start a real business?
Honestly,
what was the driver for you?
Honestly, I think I'm just a motivated person. And like I said earlier, I've been an entrepreneur for my entire life, and I've always been about coming up with these business problems and solving them. And I like that stuff. It, for some reason, I'm wired that way, or I think that way, and I like it. I really do enjoy it. But the likelihood of someone coming up with it, we have 18 or 16 different teams in the Summer Accelerator through the university, and 16 is a pretty good number, in my opinion. A lot of great folks there, and I'd say it's pretty likely, as long as you have a business idea and you're motivated, right, and you're willing to put in the effort.
Now, what year in school are you?
I'm going to be a sophomore.
Get out of town. So you're going to have a money-making business. What's the end game? Is this something you hope to continue, or is this, let's build it and sell it?
Oh, I mean, I've had dreams about both, to be honest. Yeah. So obviously, like, in that big check at the end of the 2-3 year stint. But also, I kind of like being the man in charge. I've always liked that stuff. And I've always kind of been bugged when I was working. I wasn't the one in charge. I was like, I don't really want to be doing this. I want to be doing my own show, and I think I can run this better. So I don't know. I really don't.
I know exactly how you feel about that. I, too, have been an entrepreneur and solo entrepreneur for decades. Josh Cohen, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's a young man from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and he has a company called SeatStock. So when this thing launches, and you've emailed a whole bunch of students, Pac-10, Big Ten, SEC, to get onto this, is there a portal that you've designed where people can go to learn more about this?
We're just going to have like a help page on our app, really simple, because once we're doing the beta testing, I'm actually going to have my buddies at different universities start testing this out for me. And then I'm just going to screen record. I'm going to just video what they do with their hands and all that. And whatever feedback they give me is just going to be all the help stuff, because I got a good variety of friends back at home and at Iowa as well.
Now, when you talk about friends, are you the guy? Are you it? Or do you have some folks working on this with you?
Yeah, so it's a team of four right now. So it started off with just me and my partner, Brady, who I actually went to high school with. So I knew him before coming here, took this entrepreneurship class. He needed an extra class to take, and I was like, just take this, the best class you'll ever take. We formulated this idea. We were just running with it for a while. And then we brought in two software engineers who are also students. One of them goes to Iowa, Nick, and then the other one, Patrick, goes to Iowa State. Both really, really smart guys.
And they are the nucleus of SeatStock.
Correct. They're the software engineers. They're providing all the values in the app, and they're doing fantastic.
So you mentioned app. So that's what this is going to be. You're going to construct this app. So I think here's where I'm stuck. Everybody gets a ton of emails. Mm-hmm. Tons. You know how many emails you get. I know how many I get. It's just crazy. What's going to be, you hope, the open rate on this, and how do you tease that to all of these students across the country?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's going to start with our go-to-market. It's kind of what I mentioned earlier. We're going to get all these students in one area, kind of get that name out there,
right,
and then they're going to have the app downloaded, and we're just going to, I don't want to say spam, but we're going to just, you know, send them emails with, like, no fees on their next purchase, or $5 off, just little incentives to get them back on the app if we notice like our customer retention rate's a little low.
Are you going to be traveling a little bit about this? I mean, you know, this is a wide area.
Yeah, so I plan to travel to a couple schools actually in the fall, more football schools. So looking at like Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan, those are the classics.
Thank you. Go Blue.
Yep. And then come basketball season, obviously, we're going to go to Illinois, Indiana, all the big basketball schools, and just launch it there.
Yeah. Wow. This is really exciting for us to learn about. His name is Josh Cohen, ladies and gentlemen, a young man out of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, near Chicago, that's come up with this idea to sell tickets and student to student, and make some money at the same time. With regard to the folks that are selling these tickets, is there an opportunity for them to make a little extra?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of money to be made. These tickets, so the season ticket actually costs $175, but you get 7 tickets. And on average, these tickets go for $50. You do the quick math.
Yeah.
7 times 50, what is that? $350. So you're doubling your money right there. And then you also have the opportunity when we play those bigger games. Like, I think we play Michigan State. If we're two ranked teams, that ticket's going to go for $150. So
isn't that something?
It's honestly unreal. Last year, actually, my buddy couldn't sell his ticket. And obviously, being the entrepreneur I am, I'm like, I'll sell it for you. I don't care.
Right.
It was Iowa State. I sold his ticket for $200.
Get out.
Swear to God. Yeah. So he made $25 on the season tickets all in one game.
And for people that are not tuned in to college football or college basketball or whatever it happens to be. Can you kind of describe the feeling at the stadiums that you go to? My son comes here. He's got season tickets for Iowa. He went to school here for a while and then decided to go to UNI. But, you know, both schools, great schools. But he comes here, and the atmosphere is wild.
Oh, it's unreal. So, I mean, you get the morning starting pretty early. You got 6 a.m.ers, you got 7 a.m.ers getting up, you know, pre-game and tailgating, whatever you like to call it, for this game. And then all of a sudden at about, let's say the kick kicks off at 11, people are getting there at like 9 trying to get the front row. You got people running to the gate. It's hectic. It's awesome. And honestly, the bigger games, you can't even really move in your seat. You're just standing there, you're shoulder to shoulder, and if you're a bigger guy, you're out of luck right there. But it's unreal, especially when the Hawks score. It's the best feeling
ever.
It is.
It really is. And if anybody's been to a college football game, and it's a ranked team for sure, even if it's not a ranked team, sometimes, you know, they just turn out. And the Big Ten is a great place to start this. You know, I mean, it really is. What a powerhouse group. And then SEC, for crying out loud, how many times have they won national championships? And, yeah, right, it just goes on and on and on. The idea, it's called SeatStock. The founder of all this is entrepreneur Josh Cohen from the Chicago area. Final question for you. I asked about buying or selling the business once you get this up and running. I want you to just, and this is nothing about what you're doing, but you and I had a conversation last night about your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an entrepreneur as well. What is she doing?
So, yeah, she's actually – so she makes – not makes jewelry, but she's the middleman in the jewelry. So she gets these custom-made pieces from, you know, different places and sells it to her friends and then her friends of friends. And it's actually really good. So she has this new jewelry right now. It's actually Hebrew letters, so it's doing really, really well in the
Jewish community.
Exactly. The Jewish community is eating it up right now, if you would say.
So is it their name in Hebrew letters?
Yeah, so it's their name or whatever they want in Hebrew letters, but they absolutely love it right now.
And she's – oh, wait, so she's selling the stuff out of her house?
Yeah, so it's literally all through my house right now. She's honestly, her customer care, customer service is A1. Like, she will call her customer 3 times before the order is placed to make sure it's right. So she has the idea, right, you make sure the customers are happy and the business will succeed.
Yeah. Is there a website for her?
Yeah, it's Jules Den.
Jules Den?
Jules Den. So she actually came up with this idea years ago. It was her and my really good family friend Denise, Jules Den. Her name's Julie, so it kind of made a little sense. And then more recently, she kind of just took over because it wasn't really doing much. And then she wanted to just play around with it and see what she could do with it.
Is she designing as well as, you know, selling?
Yeah, so she designs them too, pretty much. So she's having a great time with that, and a lot of people love it.
JulesDen.com.
Yep.
We will have links on the blog spot. Thank you so much, Josh. Josh Cohen, ladies and gentlemen, going to be launching something called SeatStock. It's coming up football season 2023. You know, I lied to you. I said this is final question, and I'm going to come back to where we are for Entrefest 2023. What about this do you hope to gain?
Honestly, I'm a young entrepreneur. I'm 18 years old, so there's too much for me to know out there. So honestly, just trying to meet as many people as possible and make the right connections now so later in life I can look back at this and say it was a successful Entrefest.
Yeah, wonderful. Josh Cohen, thanks so much for taking time to be with us.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
That is the voice of Josh Cohen, the originator of something called SeatStock that will launch this year for selling tickets student to student. What a, you know, I have the best job in the world because I get to sit down with young people who are brilliant, just like Josh. And yes, we will have links to all of this up on the radio blog. And that is a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Josh Cohen, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.